For the whole of the South Island, it's straight to orange zone. So that means no gathering limits for hospitality, weddings, funerals, close contact businesses and gyms, as long as the vaccine certificate is being used. Our reporter Samantha G is on the West Coast and joins us now from Blackball. So Samantha, what's the deal there?
So, kia ora, Lisa. Along with the rest of the South Island, the West Coast is being moved to orange from the end of this week. Now, there's been some frustration here as there have been no cases of COVID on the West Coast, but it has been the region with the slowest uptake of the vaccine in the South Island. Just 79% of the region are fully vaccinated. And from tonight, a volunteer fire brigade in Anangahua, which is not too far from here, will be unable to operate as they don't have enough fully vaccinated crew. So I'm here with Cynthia from formerly the Blackball Hilton. Cynthia, how do you think people here will respond to the news that the region's moving to orange?
I think they'll be disappointed because there's been no cases on the West Coast and they were really quite hopeful that we'd move to level green at the get-go.
And, I mean, how do you think it will impact business at the pub having this sort of different set of restrictions now?
The restrictions are always difficult, and I've got big concerns about the fact that there are people in the community that this is their hub, this is the place that they come to, and all of a sudden they're being excluded because they're not vaccinated and we've got to follow a regime that is being forced upon us, really.
And in terms of those new restrictions, what does it mean for you here to have to be checking vaccine passes? How will that change things?
Well, when you've got people coming into the hotel, you can check their age quite quickly with a visual check. It's not so easy to do that with a vaccination check. So it is putting more strain on the staff because they are actually having to ask people to produce proof that they're allowed on the premises. And that's creating a difficulty.
And I mean, it's coming into your busy season over summer, isn't it? So is it going to mean that you need more staff or that things have to change in order to be able to check vaccine passes?
I'm really hopeful that the public are actually going to take it on board and produce their passes voluntarily as they enter premises rather than actually waiting for staff to actually make them do it. And I hope that has less impact on the amount of staff that we actually have to have on.
And, I mean, do you think the government has made the requirements for this move into orange clear? Do you know what needs to be done for your business moving forward?
I've had a lot of assistance from Hospitality New Zealand to clarify that. I don't think the position has been made as clear as it could have been by the government. They may think that it's clear because they're talking about it each and every day to each other, but out in the population with the businesses, it doesn't seem to be having the clarity that we would like.
And I think you said to me before, you know, pubs like this and small communities, really important social hubs for people. It's where they gather, it's where they come together. Is it going to be tough to have to say no to people at the door that aren't vaccinated?
That's going to be really, really upsetting. And we're going to work as closely as we can with those people to try and get them to get their vaccination so that they can come on board. But it is going to be really, really hard for us to make those decisions.
Yes, so businesses here on the coast will have until Friday to prepare for these new restrictions in the orange setting. So, yeah, back to you in the studio, Lisa.
Thanks, Samantha. That's Samantha G, who was on the West Coast there, joining us from Blackball.